This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. All across Pakistan, people have been organizing protests against an American airstrike. That's the sound of just one of the demonstrations. At another, in Karachi, people chanted "Death to America" and "Stop bombing innocent people." The demonstrations came after a U.S. airstrike that killed at least 17 people, including women and children. The strike was aimed at al-Qaeda's second-in-command. Ayman al-Zawahiri was supposed to be attending a dinner in that village. And had he showed up, the headlines would be very different today. One reporter who's covering the story is Carlotta Gall of the New York Times. We've reached her in Peshawar, Pakistan, a major city up near the border with Afghanistan. And Carlotta, what's the situation there?
Now it's quite calm. The demonstrations are pretty well over. Except maybe in the tribal areas where foreign journalists aren't allowed to go. But we had political rallies across the country yesterday. Today it's business as usual. But I think there is an underlying anger and upset, and it's the thing everyone is talking about, that American planes could come into Pakistan and quite some distance, 40 kilometers, and bomb villages. So I think there's going to keep rumbling along, even if it quietens down on the streets.
And as we understand it, some of the rhetoric has been aimed not just at the United States, but at Pakistan's government, which is closely allied with the United States.
That's right. It's seen ever since September the 11th that Pakistan has done everything that America has asked, and Musharraf often comes under criticism for going along with what America wants, and the especially religious parties and the opposition parties use this the whole time, and of course, especially after these recent attacks, to criticize his policies across the board for sending in Pakistani military into the tribal areas and risking Pakistani lives, and then also allowing the Americans to do what they want in the border areas.
You mentioned Pervez Musharraf, the president of Pakistan. What has he been saying about this raid?
Well, it's interesting that he hasn't said much, except to say, to warn people in a speech he made Saturday, to warn people not to harbor foreign militants. And he inferred that there were foreigners, a foreign presence, as he put it, in the village that was hit by these missiles on Friday morning. So he's sort of defending the attack slightly in that way, but he's also, his government have condemned the airstrikes and condemned the loss of civilian lives. So they're kind of giving a double message. But the message is that Arabs or foreign fighters are not to be given sanctuary in these areas. That's his message that came out on Saturday.
Carlotta, we mentioned that 17 people were killed in this strike on Friday. Is there any better information about who those people were?
It's very difficult, and especially for me, a foreign journalist, I can't go up there. It's a military area. We're not allowed to. But it seems that there were most of the 17 or 18 we heard were civilians, among them women and children. Some of the reports are that there were six children. But there are other reports from intelligence sources and officials that there were some foreign fighters also, and who their bodies were taken away and buried elsewhere. Now, of course, that's impossible to verify because, you know, we don't have the bodies and we don't know what happened to them. But it's pretty well sourced, that story. So it is possible that sympathizers, you know, took the bodies away. And so probably we'll never know.
We've been talking to Carlotta Gall. She's a reporter for The New York Times, and she's in Peshawar, Pakistan. Thanks.
Thank you.